A Lethal Question, a thriller by psychiatrist Mark Rubenstein, is likely to be devoured fast because it's old-fashioned, blood-and-guts suspenseful, and because it answers an inner call for simple and satisfactory solutions that real life rarely provides. It recalls mob violence pulp fiction, though its italicized passages of inner thoughts suggest topics of psychological interest, namely, can we ever imagine how a chance remark can totally upend our existence and threaten our life and the lives of our loved ones? Can we ever truly conceive of having to assume another identity where we would have to give up forever and fast our name, family, friends, home, bank accounts, birth and marriage certificates, school records, professional associations, pets? In an age of high-tech crime, privacy theft, and misused artificial intelligence, such questions take on unimaginable portent. But it's not the lethal question of Rubenstein's title. That refers to the chance remark that gets the action going. Rubenstein, a psychiatrist and award-winning novelist, seems to have had a good time creating Dr. Bill Madrian, a psychiatrist, whom he follows in the third person, present tense. In his mid-30s, Bill's a good guy. He still makes his living doing one-on-one therapy, but it's a lonely life. His beloved fiancée has died, and he's all business. Even though readers know that what's said to a doctor is confidential, in the rough and tumble world of the mafia, confidentiality is top of the code. And so it happens that one day, Bill is talking with a new patient, Alex Bronzy, who picked him out of the phone book. Bronzy, it turns out, is the playboy son of a leading Albanian mob boss in the city. During the session, the guy suddenly blurts out, "Hey, Doc, you want to know who clipped Boris Levenko?" A three-man bloody hit on the Odessa mob in Brooklyn has been front-page news for the last few days. The Albanians are suspected, and they, Bill discovers, are second in power worldwide, only to the Russians. Incidentally, Bill also discovers that the Albanian mob has spread from the Bronx to Queens to Westchester, and now has a presence in Connecticut, mostly in restaurants and the companies that service them. No, Bill is not interested in Alex's question, which is repeated a bit too often, but it's out there, and it's no doubt that Alex's father and a mobster on the move is going to see the check that Alex drew to pay Bill. And there's no doubt Papa Bronzy's going to get the word out immediately. Rub out this Madrian guy now. Bill speaks privately to his savvy brother-in-law, a lawyer who has an unexplained relationship with an odd character called Rami, one name only, who may have some ideas about what Bill should do to avoid the mafia's finding him. Indeed, the mysterious Rami does have ideas, including Bill's getting rid immediately of his phone, credit cards, other identifying devices, and if this fails, to consider something like a witness protection program. Or what is Rami? Who knows? And what will happen to a romantic relationship Bill has begun with the lovely librarian Elena Loria, who is renting a downstairs apartment at a secret hideaway Bill has been referred to? Of course she's dragged into Bill's horror show. But how convenient, she's an expert in martial arts. Will they stay together? Who knows? As the last line of the book has it, only time will tell. No great prose here, or memorable characters, but the story's a neat diversion, the setting's authentic Manhattan, and the timely updates on the mafia disturbingly provocative. I'm Joan Bound.